This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Congressman Barney Frank is a man of many political distinctions, one of the first openly gay members of Congress, perhaps the only representative whose public utterances are acerbic and entertaining enough to have been collected into a book of quotations appropriately titled Frank Talk. Now, Congressman Frank holds another distinction, that of the politician put in charge of ushering to completion one of the largest financial reform packages in recent memory. And he must do it in the middle of an election year. The congressman joins us in a moment for a little Frank talk, so call us with your questions for him at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. But first, work crews were out in force at the Public Garden today, clearing debris from the two maple trees, one willow and one tulip tree, that were uprooted or severely damaged in yesterday's powerful storm. Crews were similarly cleaning up in many Massachusetts communities where hundreds of fallen trees tore down power lines and even crushed cars, as David Hultz discovered when he waited at a Beacon Street traffic light in Brookline.
As I was coming down Beacon Street, there was no rain in Washington Square, hit a wall of water, stopped for the light, heard a crack, boom, straight through the car.
Straight through the car. There are pictures of it on our website, wbur.org/Boston. And maybe it's not so surprising, given that isolated wind gusts hit 80 miles an hour yesterday. And after they died down, I finally ventured out to take a look around. And while technically a tornado didn't hit my neighborhood, it certainly looked like it. There was leafy destruction everywhere. Even though it was a powerful storm, all those downed trees seem kind of extreme to me, given how short the weather burst actually was. So joining us now is Dennis Ryan. He's professor of arboriculture and community forestry at UMass Amherst. Welcome to Radio Boston, Professor Ryan. And if I can just start by asking, it did look like a hurricane, or something at least, hit my neighborhood. So are trees perhaps diseased or weaker than they used to be, or is there something else going on?
I don't think trees are weaker than they have been for the last million years. You have a combination of things taking place. You've had some extreme weather. And one of the things you'll find is that, you know, no matter how much pre-work you do, tree work ahead of time you do, when you have high winds coming from certain angles, like in a place like Brookline, funneling between buildings, you're going to have breakage. You're going to have things going down. They'll be uprooted.
So when you say that you've got big, tall trees in between buildings, does it produce some kind of wind tunnel effect that the trees can't stand up to?
Say you got a 60, 70-foot oak tree or maple tree that's a street tree or on the edge of a park. You remember, you got a tremendous amount of sail that's up there. That tree is 60 feet tall, but it's 35 feet wide. If you stood out on the street with your coat wide open, just think of that's not a lot of sail, but it could blow you all around.
So it's really not so much the native health of the tree, but just the amount of wind that it picks up. And why is it that so many of these big trees seem to be picking up so much wind? I mean, isn't that what pruning's for?
Well, that's the thing, too, is a lot of the towns have really cut back over the last 20 years on doing maintenance on your vegetation. As a result, a lot of the trees that do come down do have defects in them. There's no question about that. You look at the video from different areas, and you'll see the trees that come down, a lot of times they contain a lot of decay. A lot of the large limbs that come down are what we call weak crotch. They're very tight. As a result, they don't have good structural integrity. And those are the type of things that if you did maintenance ahead of time, you could eliminate a lot of these problems. So it's a combination of things. It's a lack of maintenance in some communities, but the wind has been. You've had some very interesting storms coming from different directions, which makes a difference also.
How does it make a difference? Because you'd think that a tree should be able to take a buffeting of wind from any direction. So what do you mean by that?
Well, winds have a tendency to become prevailing winds. They come from pretty much one direction, and a lot of our storms in the summertime seem to, at least up here in the Happy Valley, seem to come out of the northwest. The storms that have been happening the last couple of weeks have been coming out of the northeast. Trees are just like the human body. If you use your arms all the time lifting something up, your arms get very strong. If you don't, the arm gets very weak. And it's the same thing with the tree. If the tree is being pushed from one direction more often than not, then that tree is going to build up a resistance to that. You know, the other thing is you'll have situations like Worcester. Worcester's had hundreds and hundreds of trees cut down because of the Asian longhorn beetle.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden you had all those trees standing close to each other, and you take five trees down and you leave one standing. That tree now is being buffeted by winds it never had before.
Well, let me ask you one last question, Professor Ryan. I mean, walking around yesterday, and I know a lot of people were feeling the same thing, is A, it's kind of scary to see all those big trees come down, and B, one of the reasons why some of the streets in Boston and surrounding neighborhoods are so nice to walk around is because there's all this beautiful foliage and all these big, tall, old trees. So do you think that in any way, shape, or form that all this damage that we saw yesterday, could it be prevented in the future if towns are able to keep up with maintenance to prune back those big limbs?
You're never going to prevent all damage, okay? It's like going to the doctor. You can go to the doctor, but eventually something can attack you. But the reality is, if you do preventive maintenance, you do corrective pruning, the utility industry has found this out over the years. I mean, most tree utility pruning in New England areas on about a 4 to 5 year rotation. Whenever the bean counters say, hey, we're spending too much on pruning, and they try to make that rotation stretch out longer, you start having more outages. So if you do preventive maintenance, whether it be for yourself or for the tree, it's going to do better. But you're still going to have problems. You just won't have as many problems.
That's Dennis Ryan. He's professor of arboriculture and community forestry at UMass. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Most pleasurable. Thank you.